Yeah, in the application form, there's three priorities. Priority one is where somebody is so severely sick or handicapped that they may need hospitalisation, that their home facilities aren't up to standard. They will qualify a grant all the time, the last 2 years and into the future. Priority two is where people might be getting old and require some, you know, home help, and people are coming in and they may require wet rooms and different adaptations in their houses. Now, they are excluded from the grants. They will get no grants, have got no grants the last 2 years, won't get a grant in the future. And priority three was people that may need their houses upgraded in relation to new windows and doors. They will get no grants into the future. And it's looking like 20 or 21 before the council will catch up with those applications. In fact, 210 applications will be approved in the coming months, and there will be money that will be coming from the 2019 allocation, which we don't know the amount of, but we will spend that amount of money, maybe about 700,000 on 210 applications, but the council won't be reimbursed until this time next year, 2019, for those applications.
Okay, so the money recently announced by government, in fact, has already been spent at a council level.
Already has been spent, and the statement from the government were very misleading. They were telling people to go out there and get applications in. In fact, that what happens in that situation is that the application comes into the council. The council staff, which are overburdened with work already, have to return all those applications because they're not priority one. The honest statement is that the council are in a position, from the amount of money they get from government, to deal with priority one only.
But how much would the council need, Michael, in order, you know, to accommodate all of the applications that are needed to get through in County Sligo each year?
Well, first of all, when that 1.3 million, Sligo County Council has to put up 275,000 grants from their own resources. But we would need at least 2 million or 2.2 million to be able to deal with priority two on an ongoing basis annually. And that money is not forthcoming from the government. And it's a disgrace, and it's a shame, and it's very unfair that the government wouldn't facilitate us in County Sligo in relation to those priority two and three grants.
And is this an issue that is affecting every county? Is every county, rural county, kind of only being able to accommodate priority one applications at the moment because of this funding shortfall?
No, it's not. Other counties are in a position through the application, through the grants, to come to that they are in a position to deal with two and three. No, I don't know of any other county that are only in a position to deal with priority one out from Sligo.
So is Sligo getting less money than other counties?
Well, I'd say the need is greater in Sligo, that we're playing catch-up.
Okay, there's a high demand in County Sligo for it. Okay. So what is your advice, Michael Clark, to anyone thinking of submitting an application? Would you be advising that only if you're a very high priority, as in someone, as you say, who's coming out of hospital or has very high needs, there would be no point in applying for these applications?
Well, I would say to just pick up the phone and ring the council or ring your local county councillor and ask them what is the position with your situation before to go. Like, there's a lot of trouble in filling out the form. You have to bring us a doctor, you have to get different bills, and you have to have your property tax thing, and it takes a while to get the application together, and it might be all for nothing. So I would say ring the council or ring your local county councillor to take you through the application before you go to the trouble of doing it. Because our staff in the council offices are inundated with applications that they have to return.